This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis chapters 46, 47, and just into 48, picking up with Jacob and Joseph reunited, Jacob blesses Pharaoh, Joseph in the famine, Pharaoh gets the fifth, and Jacob adopts Joseph's two oldest. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
Our God shall come, He does not keep silence.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make His path straight.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness.
Let the earth open, that salvation may sprout forth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting. A reading from John, chapters 15 and 16. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now, they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was not with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which you will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day.
Thank you.
The Small Catechism, page 323. What is the third article?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What does this mean?
I believe that I cannot, by my own reasons or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, and my view is his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, Paul scatters his light and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ, the one true faith. This is
unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Unlike the previous two articles of the Creed, Dr. Luther begins the explanation of the third article not with a confession of faith, but a statement of the inability to believe. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. Advent does not map our progress in coming to Christ. Rather, Advent is the story of God's condescension to us. He came and created us in and all things out of the void of nothingness. And in the fullness of time, the same Lord who created the stars of night came from heaven to be our Savior, to suffer our sin, to die our death, and to be raised again for our justification. We might even call the Creed's third article the third movement of Advent. For now, here in time, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes to us to bring us to faith through the gospel and to keep us in that faith to the very end. The Holy Spirit breathed over the formlessness that was there before there was a creation to bring into existence the things that were not. And that same Spirit does not sit idly by until the day of Pentecost. He was there in the Old Testament, speaking by the prophets of the coming Messiah, the one of whom the Father said in Isaiah 42, I have put my Spirit upon him. He is the Spirit who causes Mary to become pregnant without the aid of a man, just as the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. It is this same Spirit that Jesus calls the Spirit of Truth. He is sent by the Father through the Son to bring to our remembrance all that Jesus had said. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Without the Spirit of truth, we would still be held captive to the lies of the evil one, prisoners of the grave, forever dead to God. Corpses cannot give life to themselves. The Catechism is simply echoing the truth of the Apostle Paul, who declared that no one can confess that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The advent of the Holy Spirit brings Christ's work to us, and it brings us to Christ, who is our access to the Father. We typically follow the structure of the creed, moving from the first article, God the Father, to the second article, God the Son, to the third article, God the Holy Spirit. But have you ever noticed that the creed also works in reverse? When by our own reason and strength, we were powerless to come to Christ, the Spirit calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with his gifts, and keeps us in the true faith. The Spirit does not promote himself. The Spirit preaches Christ. In fact, Dr. Luther says that Jesus made of the Holy Spirit a preacher. Here, Luther says, Christ made the Holy Spirit a preacher. He does so to prevent one from gaping toward heaven in such of him as the fluttering spirits and enthusiasts do, and from divorcing him from the oral word of the ministry. The Holy Spirit is fixated on Jesus. And it's the Spirit's mission to bring us to faith in him who is the way, the truth, and the life. For no one comes to the Father except through him. So the third article takes us back to the second article. Our faith in Jesus Christ, the Lord, my Lord, redeemed me, lost and condemned person, purchased and won me, that I may be his own. And then the second article, back to the first article, where we recognize God for who he is, our Father, the Father who is almighty, yes, but almighty for me, in showing me in his Son his fatherly and divine goodness and mercy. This God is the God who has made all things, and it's only through Christ that we know those first article gifts to be gifts. Now, where and how is the Holy Spirit doing his work of calling, gathering, enlightening, and sanctifying me? Right here. In this church, where the gospel is going on. For in this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. The advent of Christ Jesus in the flesh was a once and for all event. He was born once at Bethlehem. He suffered and died only once at Golgotha. And he was raised from the dead, never, ever to die again. But with the advent of the Spirit, This is not a one-time event limited to Pentecost Sunday. No, his advent is also daily and richly. The forgiveness of sins is the very air that we breathe. And the Spirit continues to breathe into us continually through the preaching of his gospel. Spiritually, we can't live without his words, words which are spirit and life. We can't live without those words coming to us continually into our ears and lodging in our hearts. And that is why in the words of the fourth commandment, or the third commandment, we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The spirit of Advent is ongoing, and it points us to the last day when the anticipation and hope of Advent will give way to fulfillment. We will no longer wait and groan, but rather we will forever be with Christ, our Emmanuel. With our own ears, we will hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him to that feast that forever brings together Christmas and Easter. But even now, as we wait, the advent of the Spirit gives us certainty and confidence. To paraphrase one theologian, every time the absolution is spoken, the verdict of the last day slips out ahead of time. Where the Spirit delivers Christ's blood-purchased goods, the forgiveness of sins, where that word is trusted, there is life and there is salvation. So now we wait, not in anxiety or uncertainty, but in that living hope born of the Spirit, a hope that will not disappoint. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and helpless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for all these petitions that we name in our hearts, and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers, and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my fears and life would please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things, that the whole change will be with me, and that evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.